You know football, and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single-game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code CHARLIE, ZULU, ALPHA, BRAVO, ECHO to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.
Hey, you know that feeling when your mind won't shut off at night? Or the stress just keeps piling and piling up? What if I told you there might be a solution that you should check out? How about the folks at CBDFX? They recently sent me some samples. I know all about the CBD phenomenon these days, and I'm curious but a little bit skeptical. Well, I've been trying them out to find out what works best for me. There's a whole range of products, gummies, capsules, topicals, you name it. And I've been testing their CBD and CBD night capsules. They're built to get you asleep fast and keep you asleep all night. CBN is what they call the ultimate relaxation cannabinoid and is packed with other natural sleep support. They also make these original mixed berry CBD gummies that have won 4 Healthline Best CBD Gummy Awards, and they're gentle and they have calming effects. They're great for overall wellness and they actually taste good. Natural berry flavor. CBDFX has been doing this since 2014, so they've got it down. Everything is USA made with organic hemp, no GMOs, no pesticides, no harmful chemicals, all verified by third-party lab testing. Whether you want calm, focus, better sleep, or just an overall wellness boost, CBDFX has something for you. Right now, my listeners get 40% off your first order with code ZABE at CBDFX. That's code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo at CBDFX.com. 40% off using my promo code. Feel the difference with CBDFX. Did you know that your calendar age does not always match how old your body truly is? Your biological age and the age of your cells and organs is the number one predictor of your risk for serious diseases. That's why I ordered the True Age test from True Diagnostic. With just a simple at-home finger prick, you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights. No doctor visits, no labs. Look, I'll be honest, when I learned that if your biological age is just 5 years older than your actual age, your disease risk can jump 30 to 50%. I got a little bit nervous. I mean, I'm the guy who thinks ketchup counts as a vegetable. But up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. The way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress has a massive impact on how fast our bodies age. True Diagnostic gives you a personalized report with science-backed steps to actually slow down aging. I'm kind of dreading what my results might say, but I am curious. Maybe this will finally be the wake-up call that gets me and you back on track. The test is super easy. Send in your sample using the prepaid mailer, and in 2 to 3 weeks, you get your detailed report. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code ZABE to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. TrueDiagnostic.com, promo code ZABE at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
This is the ZABE cast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
That church is place in Utah.
Church base?
Yes. Starbase church.
Thought it would be more purple.
Funny you should say that. All right, sorry. Funny you should say that, Wolfie. So, it is Vikings week, first and foremost. Say hello to the Tuesday boys. Wolfie and Gitter are with me, the two big cheesehead homeboys I got. And Charge, being a Minnesota Viking fan, born and raised in Minneapolis, relocated all the way out here to Virgin, Utah. Tiny little Virgin, Utah. Right next to Zion National Park. Just up the road from St.
Not to be confused with Zion Williamson.
Right. I am feeling very Zion today. Oh, by the way, Zion Williamson. I'm feeling Zion. And
Out of shape. Okay, good. Continue.
Lo and behold, I am after a weekend in Vegas. I'm feeling fat and out of shape. Lo and behold, when he moves out here, who is his next door neighbor? A cheesehead, Wolfie.
Yeah.
First day, they see their neighbor walk out in some Green Bay Packer pajamas. And they just said, oh,
fantastic.
I probably have those pajamas.
I would imagine that you would. So, boys,
you don't have them on here tonight, we are.
Though. How is life at 6-3-1? You know, it was as ugly as it gets, but it's a bag it, stuff it, and keep her moving kind of a win when you get out of Tony Soprano's neighborhood with a victory. You feeling any better? Let's start with you, Gitter. You feel okay about the win against the Giants?
I do. I would say the biggest concern now, obviously, is the Josh Jacobs potential injury. They said he's day-to-day, everything I heard today.
Whoa. Then, Josh Jacobs got injured? Who could have possibly, Wolfie, initiated that bit of bad karma into the universe? Oh, wait a minute.
Bad juju.
Dude, I am taking the rap for this one, aren't I? I really am.
Well, you have to, I think, at this point. Absolutely.
It was right on cue.
Dummy, I was.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the actual status as of today, Monday? What do we know about the knee injury?
Day-to-day is all I saw all day on anything that came out, whether it be Schefter or
the sprained
Nags
knee.
Or any of the guys.
Okay, yes. Has Dr. Chow Chow weighed in on this one?
Ooh, you know, I have my other phone here. Let's see if I can pull up the X and see what Dr. Chow Chow says.
Yeah, because that might help get a beat on things. Wolfie, did you punch out right now? We're trying to get Wolfie's feedback up here. He's momentarily punched out of the stream. But Church does send his regards, Gitter, and it's so cool that he's living out here. I mean, they have completely
rebooted
their life.
Where is he? What, is he out, is he
right
out,
now?
Target shooting? Yeah, I mean, I know he was buying some firearms at some point. Did he?
He's staying out of the way. Wolfie's back now. Okay. So the word has Wolfie, Dr. Wolfie. Have you seen Dr. Chow Chow or Dr. David Morse, who's another internet NFL doctor? Anyone weigh in on just how bad Jacob's knee might be?
I saw a couple of videos. I didn't take any of them for their worth in salt. They said week to week. I mean,
aren't we all?
Okay. So, all right. Look, I'm at a sports book and I'm watching as much of the Packer game as I can. As being, you know, it's up on the Jumbotron at Circa. What was the play he got hurt on?
The long pass up the right hand side is where he went down hard. And he started limping after that. And he played for a couple of plays and then was out.
Okay. How do you feel, Wolfie, a day later after the win?
They won, so it's good, right?
That's exactly it.
Better than losing.
Right. You know, I was always told when I was young that if you're going to be dumb, you have to be tough, right? And if you're going to make that many mistakes, you better be resilient enough to pull out a win in the end. And that's what they did.
Yeah. I think the problem with the win is that there were far more infuriating aspects of it than the actual outcome when it was all said and done. Shall we count the infuriations? I'll start. Number one, suddenly they've realized Brandon McManus was not healthy enough to be kicking. Mm-hmm. So for 2 weeks, they run him out there, and they knew he wasn't 100%, and he missed field goals to cost them games.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, thank you. I said 2 weeks, it was three. That's infuriating thing number one. Who would like to go next?
Well, I'll take Dobbs. The easy one. Yeah, there you go. I was just going. We were going to the same spot, Wolfie. Romeo Dobbs.
Which is?
Continuing with his drops.
Romeo Golly. Dobbs.
Drops. Our number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep throwing him the ball. Don't know why.
The thing that's tough is that I think up until this game, he was considered to have basically the best hands on the team, wasn't he? Better than Wicks, who had drawn a reputation, right?
What?
We didn't know about Golden. We had perceived Watson. I mean, Watson's, I should have said he's got the best hands on the team, because he does. Because the touchdown catch to win the game was awesome.
Well, Watson has a lot of...
Too, is pretty doggone good as well.
Sure.
Watson's very good at... He has a lot of ball skills. When it actually comes time to make a play, he's got locating, the best body movement.
Right.
Yeah.
Body adjustment, locating the ball, and then high-pointing it and fighting to hold on to it. Those are all ball skills.
Except last week.
Assuming... that's not including Reed.
Well, Watson did last week, Gitter.
No, the
you
one
don't think
that
Watson did
away.
All that last week, that... or you mean the week before
the first play? No, the first play. No. Yeah, last week.
Yeah,
when he should have made a play on the ball, and he instead tried to tackle the defender.
He played defensive.
Oh, right.
When he goes for the ball, he's got there great go. Skills.
Sure. But the Dobbs thing has been rubbing you wrong for a while. It's rubbed other Packer fans wrong, and we're coming to a critical head. After the game, I tweeted a simple Dobbs, an emoji of waving hand, Watson emoji of a money bag. Now, Watson already got a one-year extension as sort of like a, hey, we feel bad for you because you blew out your knee. So technically, they could ride him through next year, couldn't they?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they're fattening Dobbs up. They're like, then let's load this guy up so that somebody will sign him, and when they do, we get a better draft pick out of it.
Oh, right, because the compensation.
Yeah, there's no way you watch him play and you're like, let's keep this dude.
So why do you think somebody else
not
is gonna
now.
Pay him?
Well, that's the goal. They're just, hey, look at, he's a possession receiver.
He's got a cool helmet.
He'd look really good on your team. Kind of like those Rodgers Jennings things. Like, yeah, you should come get this guy. He's top notch.
Yeah. So they win, and what else was infuriating about the win? Punt returning.
Well, what are we going to do at tight end now?
Okay.
Musgrave.
Right. Luke Musgrave.
Probably
the Luke
not
Musgrave
the guy.
Experiment apparently is about to run its course because he cannot initiate, hold, or execute a block. Their running game has gone to shit with him in there instead of Tucker Kraft.
When they run out of spread, it opens up the defense. And that was the first thing they did when Malik Willis came in the game, is they widened out the receivers, took the defensive backs out of the box, and, oh, here's an 8-yard gain. Oh, here's a 7-yard gain. Mm-hmm. Wow, Malik Willis looks really good. Oh, well, no shit.
Right. Here's a random thought. With the success of Malik Willis last year, why hasn't LaFleur been running him for a series or a play or a third down all year long as a change-up quarterback?
Maybe
because
10
have a good quarterback.
Voided it. Yeah, I was going to say, 10's probably not in favor of it.
Bullshit. I don't think 10 is that way, number one. Number two, he ain't got no say in this. It's called get your best players on the field to make your team perform the best possible. And I think Willis is good enough and presents a dynamic and a willingness to run and a willingness to take shots, which Love did. Okay, here's another infuriating thing. When Love scrambles for that stupid 3-yard gain and then takes a massive hit for no reason, he goes out of the game with a non-throwing arm injury. Bro, be smarter. Just slide. It's a 3-yard gain. Don't show how tough you are, okay? That was infuriating.
Well, I think he thought he was going to miss the guy.
How?
Oh, you know, athleticism that he didn't possess on that play. You know,
that move thing.
That move. The Michael Vick experience? He is not that crafty.
I'm not saying I thought he was going to miss the guy. I think he thought he was going to miss the guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, then maybe he needs to think differently. Musgrave played 16 snaps in the first half, only two in the second
half. Two in the second half.
And the kid who caught the touchdown, Wiley, I guess, I was Sunday's years old when I knew that he existed on the roster.
Did you see his highlight tape from college, though?
No.
Oh, that surfaced today. Actually, it came right after one of the things you sent me, so I assumed you saw it. I mean, that kid might be able to play.
Josh Wiley, 6'7", 248. Uh-oh, 6'7". Out of Cincinnati.
6'7".
Exactly right. He played for the Bearcats, and he was signed to the practice squad in August, late August of this summer, but had been stashed away.
He's with the Titans for 2 years.
Yes, right. I'm seeing him in a Titans uniform. So, yeah. So we got an interesting dynamic right now brewing at tight end. Now can we talk about the punt returning? Shall we?
Woof.
There's punt returning?
What punt returning?
The attempts at punt returning? In one of the most unbelievable stats in a long time, Dare Carragher of, is he Pack-A-Day Podcast, Dare? Or is he Cheesehead TV, Dare? Or is he just an independent Packers tweeting guy? I thought he was independent.
Yeah.
Okay, either way, he said 45 NFL players have returned three or more punts this year. In yards per attempt, the bottom three on the 45 players who have at least three attempts are Romeo Doubs at 43rd, Matthew Golden at 44, and Keyshawn Nixon at 45. So in other words,
but you forgot the average yards per return. At least give Keyshawn Nixon.
Dobbs 5.8 yards, Golden 4.7, and Nixon 1 yard per return.
We're missing the bigger part of this is that this year they've actually caught the ball. So this is an improvement.
True.
Well, it could be better than the Commanders, who fumbled a punt return at the worst possible time. But it helped me win my bet, Dolphins -2.5, and I was sweating that out at the sports book.
It was a lock.
Circa, big time. That's when I thought it was an absolute lock. Okay, so we got all that going for us. What else, while we're griping about a 6-3-1 team that lost their three games by 3 points apiece and had a tie that probably should have been a win?
How about all the things that went wrong on the extra point by Haversick? I mean, high snap, which led to the bad hold, which led to the bad kick.
Yes, come on. The snap was bad. The laces were out or in, however you want to say it.
No, the laces were right. He kicked the laces.
Kicked the laces, right, and missed the extra point. What is Rich Bisaccia's blackmail that he has over LaFleur? Because this guy is literally one of those, what do you do around here?
Yeah, I mean, the Raiders thought he was shit as a coach, and we like him, apparently.
I don't know what they practice. Which operation do they practice during the week? Because it looks like none of them.
None of them are practiced, yes.
Well, Daniel Whalen can punt the ball. We got that.
All right, so look. They're 6-3-1. It could be worse. The Lions got stuffed into a locker on Sunday night against the Eagles. That's good. The Vikings this week, I mean, big week, big game coming up here, obviously, up in Minneapolis. J.J. McCarthy is getting roasted, I mean, all over the place, and rightfully so, because he ain't it.
Absolutely.
At least not right now. He may never be it.
You talking about nine?
Nine, exactly. The Bears aren't much better because even though they won
division
the game,
leader,
I know,
first place
leader. The last 2 weeks, I would say both the Giants and the Vikings kind of handed them the game. So I think it's all there, boys. I think the Packers season is still all there, sitting right in front of them.
The Bears in first place, and they have the third longest odds to win the division still.
Okay, what are the odds like to negative win the division right now?
I think they're at like negative 350. I saw today. I think the Packers are still the favorite at minus 135, and the Lions are like they're both the same, like minus 140. So very similar for the Packers and Lions.
All right. So are you feeling? Let me just get a feel check right now from both you guys.
I'm still not
about the Bears.
By any stretch. I mean,
no, about the Packers.
Oh, I'm feeling
check on your beloved Pack.
I predicted a win. They got a win. I've got a couple more wins coming up. I'm feeling good.
No, that's not a field check, Wolfie. You're reiterating facts, or you're reiterating your predictions. I need to feel. What do you feel?
We're good. The fact that we're dealing with more injuries gets LaFleur out of his comfort zone, which usually bodes well for this team. As soon as Love went down, I think I texted the group saying, watch the play calling go insanely awesome for a little bit. And all of a sudden you see waggle, you see a move in the pocket, you see spread out, we're running the ball up the middle, and all of a sudden there's a hole weird because we're calling better plays. The adversity part of it really kind of plays to his wheelhouse. I think all his cute toys that he likes to tinker with, they end up on the sidelines, and all of a sudden he's like, oh crap, I just have to call a good football play here, and they start to go. I'm feeling good about where they're at and the time that they're catching all of these teams on the schedule.
Okay. Parsons was credited with a sack and a half against the Giants, so that's a good thing. He'd gone a couple games without. He's consistently beating pretty much anyone who lines up against him. Defensively, though, you got to be a bit concerned that Jameis Winston, the crab leg kid, had the ball in his hands and was driving, and thankfully pulled a Jameis on us and threw the ball right to the defender in the end zone to end the game. How do we feel about the defense?
I mean, who didn't think we were going to drop that interception based on the number of interceptions that were dropped during the game?
That was a good shot of that as well. For sure.
Correct. And we dropped an interception earlier on that drive, too. I mean, it was more of the same. Dumb mistakes that you had to be resilient through. That was really the theme of the week.
All right. Has the team since the Detroit opener and maybe the Commanders follow-up 5 days later, have they blown your skirt up? Let me ask the question that way. In any way where you've said, ooh,
yes,
I like this team here. They have?
In the second half of the Steelers game.
Okay.
A little that was it.
Blowing there. That was about it.
Yeah.
Getter,
that was it.
Have you felt a tingle at all ever this year?
I mean,
about
that
this
would
team?
Be the that would be the only time, truthfully.
Got it.
Post the first two games. I mean, how can you be confident at all with the injuries, the offensive line play, the special teams play? I mean, Where are you confident going in to the last seven games of the year?
Yeah, I wouldn't
knowing
say I'm confident
they have
right
the
now.
Hardest schedule by winning percentage the rest of the way.
Well, that's
oh really?
That's just because of the division.
Well, all right, but
true.
That's what's on the
but
schedule.
Those are hard games the rest of the way. Five of their last seven are hard games.
The Vikings aren't playing well.
No,
yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter though. I mean that
there's still
they're always going to be a nemesis. Yeah,
they will probably rise up. So here, let's go win loss here on out versus Minnesota.
Win.
This is a loss. They're losing this game Sunday. I'm sorry, they are. Yeah. Wolfie,
I'll go loss as well, Steve.
Wolfie,
Packers win by more than one score.
Okay. At Detroit, Thanksgiving Day, loss.
Loss.
We're going to win that.
Keep on your hands. Keep your own count on your hands because I can't all count everyone's. Okay. versus Chicago at Lambeau Field. Win.
Loss.
I'll go the same. Win.
At Denver, loss. Easy.
Loss.
Wolfie, don't make me call on you.
I think we may have lost him, it looks like.
Oh, we lost him.
Uh-oh. Okay. Complete dropout, looks like.
Okay. All right. Let me go back here. Let's keep pressing on. All right, Gitter, you and I. I've got him at 2-2 right now for the next four.
Oh, we got balloons somehow.
That's because I'm doing this with my fingers. I'm counting on my fingers right here. Okay. At Chicago, loss.
I had that as loss as well.
Home against Baltimore, loss. At Minnesota.
I think so, too.
Oh, you know what? The Packers are home.
We missed one somewhere.
No, we did not. The Packers are home against Minnesota, so I got to go back up. I got to back up and do this all
over. This Sunday's home, yes.
Yes, this Sunday's home. The win against Minnesota at home. Lose against Detroit on Thanksgiving. Win at home against Chicago, 2-1. Lose at Denver, 2-2.
That's what I have.
Lose at Chicago, 2-3. Lose at home to Baltimore, 2-4. And then lose at Minnesota, 2-5. So that makes them on the year 6-8-1,
I believe.
That's not even a number, 6-8-1. That's I'm missing a bunch of games here.
No, you're right. 2-5. Add it to 5-3-1. So that makes it 7. Oh boy. Yeah, 7-8-1. That's not 8-8-1. No, they're 6-3-1 right now. So 2-5 the rest of the way makes them 8-8-1.
Okay.
I'm in the same boat. I can't trust this team right now.
We're back, Wolfie. Gitter and I both have them finishing 8-8-1 when it's all said and done. You want to go through the games and you can get on.
I have them winning the next two, losing against the Bears, losing against the Broncos, winning the last three.
Oh wow! Sweep in the last three at Chicago and at Minnesota, and then home against a Ravens team.
Yeah.
So 5-2 the rest of the way for Wolfie, which puts them at 11-5-1.
What do you think 11 wins gets in the NFC playoffs? Is that a good enough? Are you saying they're going to win the division, Wolfie?
It gets you in the NFC playoffs.
It gets you in the playoffs.
Which is all that matters. No, I'd rather be on the road in the playoffs.
You can't just say that. That's all that matters. Listen to you. Like, I thought this team was loaded for a Super Bowl run. I thought they traded for Micah Parsons for a Super Bowl run. And now listen to you, lowering the bar.
Well, we're not the ones that said they were going to be 8-0 going into last week's game.
I said a lot of dumb shit, and that was dumb because they haven't looked nearly as good as they did for the first 2 weeks. I'll grant you that.
They're
three games by 3 points each, Gitter, and they have a tie. They could be undefeated right now.
I prefer them to go on the road in the playoffs.
Wow. You prefer that? That's madness right there. Come on. Really?
We have to throw the ball if we're going to win. And it's easier to throw the ball in Detroit. It's easier to throw the ball in all the warm cities than it is in Green Bay.
Look at, though, the throwing teams that are going to be in the NFC dance. The Rams, the Seahawks, and shit, the Buccaneers, while we're at it, are absolute throwing machines.
We have to become one of those.
I'm saying you're going against passing teams in the NFC. So you're going to have to score. And this is not a scoring team right now.
Right. That's why we have to become a throwing team. Get out ahead of people. Let the deep pass rush go at them, and we'll make plays off of the pass rush and being ahead. And then when we're 8 to 10 points up, then we run the ball, and that's where Josh Jacobs becomes effective.
You know football, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over a half a million dollars to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Don't look now, but the holidays are going to sneak up fast. But it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you cannot find anywhere else. The website is packed with high-quality, unique gifts that are often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists, and because they're made in small batches, the best finds can sell out fast. For example, you know those plastic baseball helmets that you can put ice cream in? They actually make those in ceramic, so they're not just cheesy plastic throwaways. They're a more permanent bowl. Ooh, who doesn't want baseball helmet ice cream? Nom, nom, nom. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. From moms and dads, history buffs, diehard football fans, or mixologists, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you will not find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zabe. That's uncommongoods.com/Zabe for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey, you know, some of my most cherished childhood memories are the photos I have from the holidays while growing up on the mean streets of McLean. Those pictures are everything. But here's the problem. In today's world, all of your family photos are trapped in your cell phone. Your mom would love to see those pictures of the grandkids, but when was the last time you actually shared them beyond a quick text? That's where Aura Frames comes in, and this is the perfect gift solution. You get the frame for mom or grandma, then you can flip those digital assets over to them all year long. Download the Aura app, connect to Wi-Fi, and you can add photos from anywhere, anytime. It's just one gift at the holidays, but you look like a hero 365 days a year. Unlimited photos and videos. Share effortlessly straight from your phone. The frame arrives preloaded in a premium gift box with no price tag. For a limited time, visit AuraFrames.com and get $45 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames, mentioned by Wirecutter, by using promo code ZABE at checkout. That's AURAFrames.com, promo code ZABE. The exclusive Black Friday Cyber Monday deal is the best of the year. So order now before it ends. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. The Lions currently are out on the bubble right now. They're the eighth
seed. They're eighth right now.
We speak right now. Six and four right now. So that's another throwing ass team that they would possibly run into. The Niners are just tough as shit. I will say, when it comes to other team envy, I look at the Niners and I just go, you know what? They are resilient as shit.
Oh, I look at the Rams. If we're looking at teams we're jealous of and want,
okay,
the Rams right by a mile right now.
All right. Wolfie, is there a team that you look at in the NFC and go, man, wish we were them?
I mean, the Eagles just handed it to two really good teams, really talented teams. So you got to feel good as an Eagles fan, even when you're not playing good, you're winning tough games.
Right, right.
But your coach is a wild card, so.
Yeah. All right, so I'm not in Vegas. Left Vegas this morning with Charge to come up here to his lovely home in southern Utah. And Gitter was wondering why, Wolfie, I didn't stay in Vegas for the Raiders and the Cowboys, which is kicking off literally minutes.
Well, some of the boys are there still, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, some of the Wisco Mafia is still there, putting more money into.
Although, instead, we got pictures of them having Mai Tais.
We didn't share a lot of great assets for the guys' trip this week, and we could have done better on that front. But so you asked why we didn't stay for the game, Gitter. Three reasons. One, I don't have tickets. Well, first of all, the reason one is I had planned to come up to see Charge in Utah. Number two, I don't have tickets to the game, and they would cost something called money.
You get tickets.
From who, where, how, what, for how much?
Nobody in that group has a connection.
Connection. To what? To who?
To tickets.
To why? I mean, to tickets. What do you think?
I just pulled up.
You think I'm friends?
I just pulled up Game Time to look at tickets. Yeah. $1,200 to get into the game tonight.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like $1,200. You don't think the Cowboys fan base is one of the most front runningest? Nah. Ooh, we get to go to Vegas fan bases in the world.
That's fair.
They are. So I'm trying to think the last time I'm going to go to football DBC, the last time that the Cowboys were here. So the largest reason, which shouldn't be number three, it should be number one, is I don't want to be anywhere near these two fan bases. And I got glimpses of the two fan bases as they started to filter in on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, the average Cowboy fan and the average Raider fan, you could pack their IQs together like a snowball, and it would still barely crack 70 if you're lucky. I don't want to be in the middle of that at all. Plus the possible stabbings and shootings and fights and everything else. No, thank you. So enjoy Vegas, you two fan bases. I'm not going. Plus, I don't have $1,200 to go to the game. You would have gone, it sounds like.
I'm shocked.
You would have gone just to be like a tourist. Like,
I want to go see. I want to go see that stadium at some point and see a game there for sure.
I do too. I would like to see the stadium. I'd like to see a game there, but not between these fans though. That's
you have to go for a Jaguars game or something like that.
Probably so. By the way,
Cleveland.
Big shout out to our boy Spence down there in Jacksonville. He went to the game with his sons. Like we went there last year for the Packer game, and they routed the Chargers. Yeah. Are you like me, Wolfie, a sort of a quiet ride-along Jags fan because of our boy Spence now?
Oh, absolutely. I have way too many Jaguars players on my fantasy teams, and I 100% blame Spence for that.
Yeah, so that was cool. Shout out to you, Spence. It looked like you had a great day down there. Okay, let's get to Spitgate, shall we? Jamar Chase apparently has been suspended one game, I hear today, for his spitting on Jalen Ramsey of the Pittsburgh Steelers after he initially lied about spitting on him, but the video never lies. And there's high-res, super slow-mo video on every player all over the place in every NFL game. I said he should have gotten two games for spitting, two more for lying about it, because the lying about it is the weakest shit there is.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially since how do the refs miss it, first of all, because they were there trying to break the two up, so I don't know how. There had to be at least two or three officials looking at that because they saw the punch, so how did you miss the spitting?
Yeah, it's tough to say. You know, the thing is with the spitting, these players today, they have no respect for each other. They have no respect for the game. They don't look at each other. They don't look at each other like professionals. It's all about, yeah, fuck you. Oh, yeah, burnt your ass. Yeah, motherfucker, you know. And then just zero. Like, no professional respect. The game back in the day, in the 70s, you see the old NFL films highlights. Yeah, they had a lot more cheap shots, clotheslines, hits out of bounds. I mean, you could practically pick up the first down marker and whack a guy over the head with it. But they didn't spit on each other.
Slam Jim McMahon. And
I'm telling you, I defy anybody to go back in time and find for me spitting incidents from the 70s or 80s. They didn't exist because there's at least a professional respect. And they also weren't making millions and millions of dollars. So they weren't all puffed up with their egos about, yeah, I'm a bad guy. Look at all the money. Look at the cars. Look at the women. Look at the houses. Yeah, well, you're going to be broke in 5 years. Stop spitting on each other. What the fuck is wrong with you? Sorry, end of rant. Wolfie.
It was a good rant. I agree. Spitting is crossing a line. It's just disrespectful. I'd rather you punch me than spit on me.
Sure.
Like, because at least I can respect that and I can punch back. Like, yeah, there's a level of respect to getting at somebody and that crosses it.
Yeah.
So, what's more egregious, spitting or kicking a guy in the nuts?
Depends on what the situation is on the nut kick. Can you describe the scenario? The setting?
Is it a cheap shot or is it like?
Oh yeah, 100% cheap shot.
Just walking up and blowing somebody in the nuts with your
yeah.
More egregious. I mean, I might spit on you if you do that to me.
If you had to endure one or the other, what would you rather have?
I'd get spit on for sure.
Yeah, an honest man would say spit on me. As disgusting and humiliating and emasculating as that is. Because you get hit
1,000,000%.
It just resonates. For all the ladies listening to the Zabecast right now, if you're wondering, like, what does it feel like to get kicked in the nuts? Imagine a shockwave of crippling pain that just emanates from your nuts up and down your body, rendering you unable to move or to breathe, and you're seeing stars. Yeah, it's not good. It's not fun. Okay, so we got that Rodgers hand update in Pittsburgh. Broke his hand.
Broken
I saw the
wrist.
Broken wrist, slightly broken. Non-throwing hand. I saw the hit where he got his wrist broken. Holy shit. He got waylaid, got dumped by two guys hard.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think this is going to do? You think he's going to come back and play? And is this basically putting everyone on notice that, yes, this is it for Rodgers and his career?
Well, he's got to play. It's the Bears.
No, that's the thing. That's the story, Wolfie. They're like, well, he's got to play. It's the Bears. It's his last time to play the Bears. And I mean, that would be the largest coaching malfeasance ever if Tomlin runs Rodgers out there with a broken left wrist on Sunday.
Well, who says it's Tomlin's choice getter? I mean, this is Aaron Charles Rodgers. He's going to make the call.
Yeah, but
don't you think?
It's Tomlin's call at the end of the day, no matter what. But maybe Tomlin's satisfied going, you know, 8-8-1 or 9-6-1 or whatever he would, or 9-7-1 he would be, because that's all he does these days. So.
I think Steeler fans would say that he is.
Yeah. Then in Cleveland, apparently Stefanski has said if they can bum rush Dillon Gabriel through the concussion protocol, not his words, I'm saying that, the bum rush, if they can get him healthy, get him through the protocol.
Wow, I didn't see that.
We're going to tush push him through the protocol.
Tush push him through the protocol. That if he can get through the protocol, he'll be the starter this week against whoever they're playing this week instead of Shedeur Sanders, who was suboptimal, let's put it that way, in relief.
Suboptimal. He had the lowest Ravens quarterback rating ever recorded.
In a single game, yes. He passed Kim McQuilkin.
13.7.
I saw this. The boy named Kim of the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah. Who had a 17.9 passer rating. Shedeur was 13.5. I'm going to actually defend Shedeur to a certain extent. They're not giving him hardly any first-team reps, so he is wholly unprepared to get in there and play. And they were playing a pretty good defense in the Ravens.
A pretty good defense in the Ravens?
Well, what are they ranked?
I don't know. Haven't they given up a ton of points this year?
Shitty all year.
That was actually going to be my joke that he was playing a tough defense, and then you said it, and so I didn't know where to go
mixed
from there.
Performance. Ravens defense has shown significant improvement their last four games, holding opponents to an average of 14.5 points per game, third fewest in the league during that span. Well, struggled early, gave up a ton of points, but they've been coming around. I'll put it that way. Okay.
They struggled against good teams, and then they played J.J. McCarthy, Tua, and Shedeur.
Right. Okay.
They made C.J. Stroud look good.
Yeah. I mean, look, Shedeur is not good, and he's not ready to play. What's fascinating is going to be to watch the fanboys and the media and those that think that he was done wrong, Shedeur, because of his sizzle and branding, that he was buried on the depth chart. Like, how much of a stink is this going to be? How much of an issue is this going to be going forward? I bet you he starts two or three games minimum before the year is out. Because you know what? Gabriel stinks as well. Nobody's pretending like Gabriel's any good.
Right.
Well, and the Browns really are, but...
Wow.
Okay, so there's that on the Cleveland front. What else did we have to get to here just as we mop up the NFL for week number 11?
How about the Mark Andrews fake tush push?
That was a phenomenal play. Do you think any other team's going to try it?
I think they'll try it. It probably won't work.
Does every other team have to then commit for, you know what? The guy who gets the ball may do a whoop, a little spin around. Make sure you've got edge contain on the tush push.
That play is such a problem.
You sent me a post Twitter that says somebody framed, "In this house, we root for scoregamis."
There's a scoregami yesterday.
Well, you got to check it. Do you know what's going on with the scoregami Twitter account?
No.
Okay.
Is there controversy?
No. Someone has either hacked or bought the scoregami Twitter account, and they are tweeting out tons and tons of erroneous non-scoregamis.
No.
So I saw the tweet that claimed, I think, a 45-32
44-32. I think it was the Bills Buccaneers.
Okay. Don't trust the scoregami account. I can't emphasize this enough.
Huh.
It has been compromised, and it's probably not right. You got to go to NFLScoregami.com to actually check it now, which is sort of annoying, right?
Can't we have nice things?
Right, exactly. NFLScoregami.com. Hold on a second. Oh, I got Scoregami. I'm going to check it for you right now. I do love Scoregamis. Make no mistake. What was the score again, Gitter?
That was the Buffalo game, 44-32.
All right, 44-32. Here we go. 44 down to 32. 44-32, clicking on it. That actually was a scoregami.
Okay. There we go. All right. Thank God. Woo. All right. We got that straightened out.
We're running out of a lot of the 40 scoregamis. Like, you got to kind of get up into the 50s now on a lot of these.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that one, there is technically no one score gummies, but there's like black things that go between 0 and 5 and then 7 on the chart. I don't know why that would be the case.
Because you can't score that.
You can't have a one.
Amount of points. Right.
Right, but why wouldn't all of the one column be blacked out?
Because you can't score one?
But I know, but it's not blacked out is my point.
Oh. Mm.
Like, if you go to scorigami.com, they've got the grid, and you can just mouse over all the scores. Look at this. Okay, there's two scorigamis that'll be awesome when they hit someday. 2-2 and 4-4. Imagine living
that'll
long
be amazing.
Enough to witness a 4-safety game that ends in a tie. That'd be a good one. Okay, I went to the Golden Steer Steakhouse, Wolfie, in Vegas. You, being a restaurateur, Wolfie runs Henry Flock Steakhouse in West Dallas, as well as Natty Oaks in West Dallas, or technically New Berlin. I don't know what the address is there, Wolfie.
Where is
that? Restaurateur, you're a pub runner, all that. Have you heard of the Golden Steer Steakhouse?
I've heard of it. I've never been.
Okay. Gitter, you've heard about it, obviously, from, you know, our
heard
guy,
about it, Mike driven Walsh. Past it, never, yeah. Never been in it.
Yes. Big shout out to my guy, Mike O'Neill, a.k.a. Mike O'Wish, who has connections out in Vegas. It's a hard restaurant to get into because it's got iconic history to it. It was founded in like 58. They've had all kinds of celebrities there. Sinatra used to go there all the time. We sat in the Ali booth, which is where Muhammad Ali and his daughter Layla Ali and family members would sit every time they go there.
Oh,
it's got the low ceilings. It's got the old school red vinyl booths and whatnot. It was packed on a Saturday, on a Sunday night, and the women who were there with their dates were, I'm not exaggerating, seemingly all 8s. 9s and some 10s. It was a show at the Golden Steer.
Well, most of them are in town for the game tonight, right?
I know, but I'm just
so saying, that helped,
right? So my point is, you have this steakhouse of which everyone can get beef and make steak, right? So they got a steakhouse that's in a strip mall that looks, you wouldn't think for a second looking at it that it's any good. And it's one
it
of the hardest.
It does not look good from the outside.
Exactly. But because it's iconic. And they deliver on the food as well. They also served something that I had never had before, and I didn't eat it. And that is bone marrow.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's a good picture you sent?
Yes. So they get a big old cow bone, cut it in half lengthwise so that the marrow is exposed, and then you either spoon it or fork it out. It's flavored, it's weird texture. I didn't try it. I was disgusted by it. But
it's not green.
I know it's not green. But yeah. One of our guys said it tasted like French onion soup, but steak flavored. Consistency wise, the taste of it. I assume, Wolfie, you've had it before.
Yeah, I've had it down at Carnivore.
And
it's fantastic. The flavor is ridiculous.
Okay.
Highly recommend. You should try
you
it.
You recommend. Okay.
Yesterday.
Gitter, you've never had Merrill.
I have not had Merrill before, no.
All right.
Well, I had alligator yesterday for the first time, though.
I know. I saw that. You went to a football party, and somebody had actual gator, an actual turkey.
Actual gator.
And it had the turkey inside the gator.
Yes.
Oh. What's the funny name for that?
White and dark meat. I don't know. That's a good question.
Turkey gator.
But there's white and dark meat
gator
and alligator.
The ala turkey.
Yeah, there's
ala.
It was good. It was good. It was Cajun seasoned. Yeah, it was very good. I would definitely recommend.
The other feature of the Golden Steer was they made a tableside Caesar salad. Handmade right by the guy, the salad chef right there at the table. And the boys were like, oh, man. this Caesar salad is so good. You're not going to believe it. I go, it's a salad. I'm not having it.
You did not touch it.
No, I said, it doesn't matter how good it is. It's a salad. But apparently it was.
Did you have a crouton from the salad?
No, I did not have a crouton.
The poor guy that's got to make that in front of people. Like, it's a salad, folks. What are we doing?
Yeah, that's one of the lamest things you could have made tableside, I would assume. I mean, like, give me a smoked drink, give me some guacamole, a Caesar salad made tableside. How good can it be? Awesome.
Watch as I drizzle this. Ooh.
Watch me stir the dressing into the lettuce.
He did not look cheese. He did not look miserable. He looked like he was so happy and thankful. He had one of the best restaurant jobs in the city.
Well,
and he said he had been there for like 30 years.
Sure, they're packed.
What's that?
Well, if they're packed, yeah, he's making great money.
Pecked?
Packed? Packed. You said there's a ton of people there.
What he's saying.
Yeah, oh, he's.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I'll go make Caesar salads for, you know, $100 an hour. Let's do it.
I mean, maybe so. Now, of course, our server, I'm not kidding when I say this, our server looked like Josh Brolin, a middle-aged guy with the most amazing hair and Thanos. Just kind of those rugged, handsome features, like he's had some life lived to him. He's not super young, but fit and tall. He's like, how you doing tonight? And, you know, the other servers look good as well. It was quite the operation, Wolf. For you as a restaurateur, I would have loved for you to have experienced it and given us some firsthand notes on what you liked or maybe didn't like.
Yeah, I wish I had been on this trip.
I wish I'd been on this trip.
It's got to be a very low leverage job, though, being the salad, the Caesar salad.
Well, I guess you have
guy.
To start. I mean, you don't even start
lettuce,
the salad
you throw
guy.
You probably
Caesar start,
dressing, croutons, probably start and parking cheese, cars. And
I know. But you probably start parking cars, and then you work your way up to the coat rack. Then maybe you work up to dishwasher. Then maybe you work up to the
Oh, you start at dishwasher. That's the bottom.
Come yeah, on. I don't think you're starting parking cars.
No?
Yeah, dishwasher's the bottom.
Hey, we've got all these people driving up in these wonderful, expensive cars.
Yeah.
New guy, why don't you head out there and see if you can not ding any of them.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you're right.
Go park that AMG and that Maybach and just figure it out.
Right. You'll be fine. Just
all right, boys. Anything else to report this week from you guys before we put a wrap on it?
Do you want to talk about Belichick?
Yeah, I did want to talk about that real quick. What a complete dick. I'm embarrassed that I used to hold him in such high regard. Got beat by Wake Forest and then called a timeout late in the game that was completely unnecessary. Got the doors blown off and then didn't even bother to stop the shake the hand of the Wake coach, who actually removed his cap in a sign of respect to the one of the all-time winningest coach in NFL history. Is he still the all-time guy?
I believe so.
I think so.
Okay. He blew by him. He gave him the Belichick blow by.
You just beat him.
What a dick.
I just lost a football game. And now I got to hang out and talk to you because I've had a ton of success?
You thought that handshake was acceptable as a coach?
I thought, why would Belichick spend any more time with this guy who just beat his doors off, like you just said? Hey, okay. thanks for pantsing me in front of the world. Let's handshake and be friends.
I didn't say be friends and have a long chat. I'm talking
about just basic
professional courtesy. He has shown this time and time again. His tenure at North Carolina is not just going to go down as one of the all-time debacles in college coaching history. It is reshaping, I think, a lot of people's opinion of him as a coach. Whether you think that's fair or not, it's going to be in the mix of, well, he sucked with the Browns and he was a joke in college.
Well, I guess I wasn't surprised by it because he hasn't shown anything other than this.
Right.
You know, he's always been this.
I know.
It's it's not like he was gracious in defeat before.
I know.
People just couldn't beat him.
But I think he would stick. He would stick around. I think that was more of, I coach the NFL. You're the lowly Wake Forest coach. Get out of my way, type of thing. Versus, you know, just being a dick. Like, he's just like, okay, you're not in my league, is what that was. Don Shula has the lead for career wins, 347, by the way. Belichick, right. 333, is second.
He didn't get there yet.
Belichick does have the record for playoff wins, 31. Super Bowl wins as head coach, 6. And the most shameless banging of a super skinny, not as hot as she thinks she is, 24-year-old in Jordan Hudson. He holds the record for that. So there's that. All right, boys, I'm almost out of battery. We're out of time. Thank you, Wolfie. Thank you, Gitter. Good run for the Tuesday, boys. And thanks for listening to the Zapecast. We will see you next time. You know football and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over a half a million dollars to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code CHARLIE, ZULU, ALPHA, BRAVO, ECHO to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.